Maybe it's cold outside, but baby, it's cold outside. Been hoping that you drop in. I'll hold your hands, they're just like ice. Beautiful, what's your hurry? Listen to the fireplace roar. Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. You're like, what? Did this just turn into a Christmas station? It sure did. And I forgot. My apologies. Before we went to the 8:30 news, I played a non-Christmas-themed song. And then I remembered on the fly, just as we were coming back on air, oh my gosh, I promised I was going to play Christmas songs. And I will also put it out here again. Oh, by the way, good morning. Thanks for joining me on Feedback. I'm Meg Ellefson. Hope you are enjoying your Friday morning. Would encourage you to call in if you'd like to join the conversation, 715-845-2155. All kinds of things we could talk about. I was actually thinking we could even talk about this song, Baby It's Cold Outside, originally done by Dean Martin. I don't know who the woman was singing with him, but you know, it's kind of controversial because in light of the Me Too movement. And I play Christmas music when I'm working out, and I was just playing it just the other day, and I was listening to this song, and I was thinking, you know, how can people actually misinterpret this song as to thinking that somehow this guy is coercing this woman from going home? And frankly, this is what I thought of. Why did she go over to his place in the first place if she didn't want to stay over on a cold night? I don't know. Just random thoughts that I have from time to time. If you'd like to join the conversation and my random thinking, please feel free to call in 715-845-2155. Wanted to shout out to our friend, America's favorite mayor, Brent Jacobson. I'll say it first of all, thanks, Brent, because now I don't have to quit my job, sell my house, find one in Mosinee, and run for mayor. Thank you for deciding to run for re-election in Mosinee, and congratulations to you in advance, because I'm sure you'll be re-elected. But we'll get him back on the program at some point to chat about all the achievements of Mosinee Mayor Brent Jacobson. And again, congrats to him for seeking re-election as the Mosinee mayor. Speaking of Mosinee, I think I already mentioned this, I'm going to be hanging out in the parade tomorrow, at the Christmas parade in Mosinee, driving the WSAU vehicle, so be sure to wave hello. Don't throw a snowball at me, okay? It would really upset me. So, I mean, at least don't throw it at the vehicle, okay? Anyway, 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. First up this morning, good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Good morning. I want to say that what goes under education when they cancel some of these songs that we have during Christmas time and everything else. We should label it education, because I think that that'd be a good way, like the library does, like our schools do in their libraries. It's educational that they hear about this. And I also wanted to say about what you and Chris were talking about, Aspirus Hostel. And I was going to ask, did you notice how they bought up so many clinics and so many hospitals during COVID time? And well, the $35,000 that they must have got every time they mentioned that the person died of COVID was really astronomical. I couldn't believe that it brought in that much money, that they could buy up all these clinics and all these hospitals and not be account, you know, tell us where the money was coming from.
Well, right, and also you got to wonder how they're going to staff all of these places, since so many people have been fired because they refused to take the poison COVID shot. That's another concern.
And if you ever talk to any of the nurses or anything like I've done, they said that the surgical rooms are not sanitized like they used to be. I mean, people are coming down with something besides something that's in the hot, you know, in the hospital when you go in for surgery. That's why I always say go to a bone and joint clinic or some or surgical center to get it done, because they still have a staff that's, you know, cleaning their surgery rooms and stuff like that, even their patients' rooms. You know, it's really scary what goes on in the hospital, because bacteria grows so fast in those places. And, you know, people beware, you know, what's going on. And like they used to say up in Hurley, their hospital was called Last View because I don't know why it was called, but my sister always said that. Yeah, you go in and you never come out.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you for calling. Hey, do you have a favorite Christmas song?
I like Silent Night.
Oh, okay. Well, I will play that one for you today. So
thank you very much.
Thanks for being my first caller this morning. Joyce, right?
No, it's Carol.
Carol, shoot, sorry.
So thanks
for calling in today, Carol. I appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Stay warm.
And thank you for the topics that, I know about. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for calling in. 715-845-2155. Good morning. Welcome to Feedback.
Hi. The lady that just called in about the hospital, she is correct. I used to work at one of the local hospitals. They wanted you in and out of that surgical room, cleaning it so fast, it's unbelievable.
Oh,
and, yeah, and if you weren't, you got in trouble. You had to be in and out of there so fast. So there's no way it's being cleaned properly.
Oh, that's really disturbing because I was going to say we have to be
scary.
We have to be careful
scary.
What we say, but here you are corroborating what she said. So,
I know.
Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. What's your favorite Christmas song?
Silver Bells.
Silver Bells. Great. Thank you. I'm going to keep a running list. Hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Good morning. Chris, remind me, Dr. Pepper plus Southern Comfort, a wonderful, sweet college cocktail.
Oh, boy, I'm having trouble hearing you, but I did hear the Dr. Pepper Southern Comfort, so thank you for that.
That's okay. All. Hey, have a good day.
Thank you.
Bad connection from Moscow.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Moscow Bob. Have a great day. 715-845-2155. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Good morning, Meg. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. This is Dean from Paloma calling, again.
Well, my
topic is on the whole railroad thing, and we live in this kind of right in the middle of Madison, Wausau News Station. So last night they had Mark Vulcan's thing come on that, government should be involved in the union and negotiations. And I think a little bit of this is all due to the government because they mandated them to get shots, and a lot of them had quit or found other employment.
Yeah, well, I agree. I'm glad that you called about it because, it's something that I don't think people really pay much attention to because they think it doesn't affect them. Well, how do they think we get our goods to at least up here in central Wisconsin, but really throughout the state of Wisconsin and throughout the country? And it seems to me that we have a federal government that is more concerned about, and I mean, some of these obviously are warranted, but investigating one another as opposed to paying attention to problems like this and being more proactive so that we don't have to get to a point where there is going to be a potential railway strike. But, that's just, it clearly exemplifies the ineptitude of so many in elected office, particularly in our federal government.
Well, absolutely. I mean, is there any way that we can audit where our tax dollars are going to because of frivolous, inquiries and this and that? I mean, we have more important things to worry about than, in my opinion, which my opinion stops where somebody else starts. And, it's just so much that we're just wasting money on and we're going to be broke. And then what?
Well, and I think about, too, all the money that's spent on investigations and even just the investigation of former President Trump. The Department of Justice seems to think that's warranted, but yet they don't seem to have any problem with real criminals crossing our border and bringing, human trafficking as well as bringing drugs into our country. And that doesn't get the same amount of attention as investigating a former president of the United States or really investigating parents who attend school board meetings. It's very frustrating that we see that. For me, it appears that our federal government is just playing a big game of monopoly because it's not their money. They treat it as play money, and it's not. It's our money and the money of future generations. And for some reason, I don't understand why why those that continue to vote for Democrats don't realize that this is not play money. This is our money.
Oh, absolutely. One of the guys I used to work with called politician weather vanes because they, you know, go to whichever way most of the wind's blowing from to appease to that, and instead of sticking to their morals or what they've ran on.
Right. Well, yep, and that's sadly what we see in this fallen world. Well, hey, thanks for calling in today, Dean.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Hey, what's,
you do the same.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
I would have to say "Oh Holy Night."
Oh, I love that one too. There's so many artists that sing it too. I'll have to find a good one. Well, thanks again, Dean. Have a great weekend.
You do the same. Thanks, Maggie.
Thank you. 715-845-2155. Good morning. Oops, lost you. 715-845-2155. Good morning. Welcome to Feedback.
Well, good morning, Meg. Tim from Lublin.
Hi, Tim.
Freedom Friday.
Thank you. Well, or I like to call it First Amendment Friday, but same diff.
Exactly. Just wanted to try to flatter you by mimicking you by trying to put a positive note with all the chaos going in the world. Yeah, if you've ever wanted to do something that's uplifting in terms of literature and listening, one of the things I've always enjoyed over the years, an author who sadly is no longer with us, a man by the name of Leo Buscaglia, who was the author back in the 1980s of the book The Art of Being Fully Human, in terms of our relationships of how we should be positive and touching with each other. One of the stories he used to regale people with that I always found amazing was he talked about how one time while he was out and about, a man who would probably be considered homeless made eye contact with him, smiled at him, and said, "Hello, son." And rather than just brush him off because of his appearance, he actually talked with him. And this disheveled man asked him to join him for lunch. And he pulled out a paper bag with a bottle of wine and a big cheese. And he said, this guy shared the wine, shared the cheese, talked with him about all the different things despite his obvious bad appearance. And then Buscaglia went and asked him, "You know, you sound like you have a secret to life." He says, "I do." He said, "Can you share your secret?" And this man who was homeless said to him, "Keep your mind full and your bowels empty." How many people nowadays are living their life that, the other way around?
Right. Well, yeah. So that's quite a visual. Just kidding.
Well, I think that's a good example of wisdom versus knowledge. We've got so many people that are smart, but they've lost the wisdom in terms of what's important in life, though, too.
Right, right. Absolutely. Well, thanks for sharing that this morning, Tim. I appreciate it. What's your favorite Christmas song?
My favorite Christmas song is Silent Night.
Silent Night. All right. That's two votes for that one. Well, thanks again. Hope you have a wonderful weekend.
I hope you do, too, Meg.
Thank you. 715-845-2155. Good morning. Welcome to Feedback. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Yeah, are you okay?
Oh boy, we have a really bad connection. Are you, do you have a radio on?
Yeah. Can't hear
a thing you're saying. I'm so sorry. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. Got a lot of good Christmas song ideas. If you'd like to call back in and you obviously, the gentleman that just called, if you want to try dialing again, 715-845-2155, keep your radios turned down. That makes for a much better sound quality. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Hi, this is Pam from Stevens Point.
Hi, Pam.
Hi. I was just wondering if these two people that are running for Supreme Court, Wisconsin Supreme Court, if somehow someone that they admire can get the two together and talk to them about not running against each other.
Yes.
But running as a couple or as a pair, and so they fight against the Democrats.
Yes, that's my idea too. You know who I thought of, and I call him the godfather of the Republican Party. I tell him that when I text him, Senator Ron Johnson. And I may, over the weekend, give him a call and talk to him about this because, and obviously, it's one person talking to a couple other people, and it would have to be agreed upon by both parties. But I don't know if you heard me interview Jennifer Doro yesterday on the program, and We didn't chat about that particularly because this new thing that came up just yesterday, Dan Bice, I believe it's Dan Bice from the Milwaukee Journal, wrote an article and he interviewed Dan Kelly. And sadly, and I mean, I'm going to talk with Dan Kelly about this. I'll have him back on the program and ask him if he'll commit to a clean campaign, because I really respect him so much. He's been a speaker at our Get Involved Wisconsin events. He's a very bright, brilliant man, and served on the state Supreme Court previously. But he was asked by this reporter, and I can't confirm if indeed was Dan Bice or not, but Dan Kelly said, here's his quote, "I'm struggling to think of any other reason that she," meaning Jennifer Doral, "would believe she would be a qualified candidate for the Supreme Court." And he said that he believes it's only because of her notoriety with this Waukesha parade trial. And you know what I think is that I would rather him be critical of the two liberal candidates that are running, who are also both district court judges, one in Dane and one in Milwaukee counties. And for him to take a swipe at his fellow conservative is really disappointing to me. And I mean, I'm at this point, and I guess I can't say never say never, but at this point, I'm not going to publicly support a candidate in this race. But as you just suggested, and as I said to Brian Schimming in the first half of feedback, if they could just agree to, I mean, not necessarily run as a team, because obviously only one of them is going to prevail, but just to team up as a strong two strong conservative choices, as opposed to fighting one another, go after the left or build themselves up.
Right, right. And they just need to sit down together at the table and talk about it and say, hey, neither of us are going to win if we attack each other.
Right. I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. Well, thanks, Pam, for calling in. What's your favorite Christmas song?
White Christmas. And I'm a first-time caller, and I really enjoyed talking with you.
Oh, well, you know what? What I'm sorry about is you're a first-time caller, and I sat and babbled for quite a bit. I want to give you, is there anything else you want to share before I let you go?
No.
Okay. Well, thanks.
I just enjoyed listening to this program in the morning.
Well, thanks. I'm very glad to hear that, and I appreciate that you are a first-time caller, and that next time you'll be a second time caller. So keep on listening and have a wonderful weekend, and I'll be sure to play your favorite White Christmas song coming up in the month of December. Thank you.
And yes. Merry Christmas.
Right back at you. Merry Christmas to you. I never hesitate to say that. I don't believe in saying happy holidays, except holiday is actually holy day. So either way we get them.
Right. All right.
Well, thanks again. Have a great day. I'm going to jump to a break, and I'll be right back with final thoughts on WSAU feedback. Thanks for joining me on WSAU Feedback. Oh, isn't this uplifting to hear Christmas music? I just love it. A special thanks to both Carol and someone else said that they liked this song too. It might have been Tim, I think, that said he likes Silent Night. But thank you to all of the callers for calling in. And first-time caller Pam, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. I will accumulate the Christmas songs that you share with me, and I will be playing them because we've got a lot of opportunities between now and Christmas to do so. I hope that you enjoyed the program this morning. I appreciate that I had a first-time caller, and I encourage you, if you've not ever called into the program, it's really painless. I'm quite pleasant, if I do say so myself. Usually, if I'm well-rested, which I am today, and I'm delighted that I am because it's Friday, so I can enjoy this evening and go into the weekend on a positive note. I know that there are, from time to time, I'm asked, and speaking of not-so-positive notes, from time to time I'm asked about these propaganda service announcements that I'm forced to play. You know, they call them PSAs, public service announcements. This one about, oh, you got to get the most current poison COVID shot. No, no, you don't. You actually don't. You can exercise free choice not to do so. I will just say, as a counter to the propaganda service announcement that we're playing, don't get it. I would not risk it. It clearly is not safe, and clearly it's not effective, doesn't stop transmission, and doesn't prevent you from getting sick. So you know what? I say trust your immune system. God gave it to you for a reason. Easy for me to say, evidently. God also gave us all common sense. So use that too, along with your immune system. Hey, looking at the clock, want to stay on time? Beautiful day out there. I'm going to get out and go for a run and enjoy this crisp, cool weather. It's sunny. It will be warm, a heat wave of like high 40s today. I encourage you to get out and get some vitamin D and a little bit of cheer. Hope to see you at the Mosinee Parade tomorrow. God bless. Talk with you again on Monday.